Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a Thursday morning. You're hanging out at the break. We're brunch, just classic rock, 96.5 WCMF. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy.
What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
42 degrees right now.
The chilly.
Someone was very upset with the cold this morning.
God damn.
Even though he's wearing a turtleneck and a blazer.
Well, like, it's turtleneck season, I guess.
He looks,
it's here.
He looks like an assistant pit boss at a Reno, Nevada off-strip hotel casino. I used to be somebody. Now, you know what you look like?
What's that?
You look like...
I think we're doing this a bit later.
You look like a flunky assistant trainer to a former boxing belt holder at a press conference. The boxer you are representing has a bald spot that he's not letting... But he's holding the hair around it. Okay, so if you listen to the show around this time yesterday, we were talking about an amazing opportunity that Kimmy's husband was taking advantage of.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He got to go to Yankee Stadium with your dad and your brother.
Yep.
On a whim, they just decided to buy tickets and go watch some playoff baseball.
Took a little 24-hour trip.
So they were at the game last night, and they got to see an amazing game.
Yeah.
If you are just waking up right now, the Yankees extend the three-game series. They won 4-3 last night. So it goes to a winner-take-all wild card game three this evening.
Damn.
So great experience. By the way, he posted where his tickets were. Those were only $100?
No. So you could get in the door for $100. I think they paid with fees like about $200.
Still pretty good deal.
Still pretty good.
Still pretty good deal, especially for that game.
Yeah.
Tommy, you know, you're not a sports guy.
No.
Right?
And I thought this trip, to me, sounded like a nightmare.
Well, your biggest issue with the trip was?
Three guys in a car. Mm-hmm. And one of them's my father-in-law.
Okay. And, like, I had made the argument, you know, with this on the horizon, you know, once you get through the car ride, like, you get this amazing experience, totally worth it.
Yeah.
So Kimmy this morning comes in, and she starts breaking down the entire experience, because your husband's not home yet. He's still in New York.
Yeah, I would assume they're coming home this morning.
Yeah. But there was one specific thing you told us that we could not wrap our heads around.
So, you know, my dad, when he goes on a road trip, he has a plan, right? Like, he has an idea of how things are going to go. And at some point, they all three agreed, like, we got to stop somewhere. We got to take a break. Got to get some gas. Maybe go to the bathroom.
Sure.
But the problem was my dad didn't want to stop until he found a place that had an Arby's.
And Arby's aren't all over the place,
No,
man.
They're not. Fun fact, I think they had to keep driving for a while before they actually stopped.
Is he a big Arby's guy?
I mean, I do remember him getting Arby's quite a bit as a kid. Like, I don't know if he still goes to Arby's. I mean, I don't even know where the closest Arby's to him would be.
I didn't even know what a go-to. If I went into Arby's, I don't have a go-to. Oh, yeah, I got to have that.
The answer is Big Montana, but that's beside the point.
All right.
Your dad is the first man in history.
Yes.
Keeping Arby's in business.
Who seeks?
Kind of.
Who seeks out at Arby's?
No.
I don't know.
I've never heard of anyone seeking out at Arby's.
He really wanted Arby's.
I'd die for some roast beef. Road beef.
Like, if Arby's were to do, like, a real ad campaign, their tagline should be, okay, fine, we'll do Arby's. Because that's exactly how you end up at Arby's. Like, fine, right? Like, in Henrietta, on West Henrietta Road, right? You go to Arby's because you don't feel like KFC, which is right next to it.
Yeah, it's basically everybody's third choice.
And here's the thing. Arby's isn't bad.
No. But it's never top of mind.
Yeah, but usually when you're stopping, too, you find somewhere with a bunch of options so, you know, everybody can go off and do their own thing. Apparently, this was really the only thing around where they stopped.
I can't even think of an Arby's commercial that would, run in my head right
now. Isn't it Where's the Meats?
We have the meats.
They haven't run that
in years.
So, but it's just the guy with the voice. He talks like this. They run it all the time, but you're right. It never sticks out.
Yeah, and isn't that actor dead?
I don't know.
Who did the voice? He does CNN.
That's James Earl Jones.
No, it's
not James Earl Jones. I think is it Ving Rhames?
Oh.
Arby's, we have the meats. I could do it if he does.
All right.
Arby's,
we have the meats.
We'll do it. Wait, how do I got to do it?
The meats.
No, you're not doing it.
We have the meats.
You're not doing it Dick Vitale style. We got the meats, baby! You're an idiot. Who does the voice for Arby's?
Ving Rhames.
Okay. I had called your dad sad a second ago. I'd like to retract that. The fact that I knew that Ving Rhames is the voice of Arby's.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Not James Earl Jones.
Makes me feel.
It says commonly mistaken for James Earl Jones.
So
I'm only a half a racist. All right. I feel good.
Okay. So, did your dad put in, the GPS Arby's?
I think he was just looking for signs, you know, how, they'll tell you what's coming up. Yeah.
Because I don't think.
I think it was. I'm assuming they stopped somewhere before or after Binghamton.
So they would have to get off the exit, though.
Yeah.
Because there's no.
Yeah.
I don't think there's an Arby's on the throughway.
Oh, no,
right?
No, they didn't stop at one of those little throughway stops.
So you had to pass all that food to get to an Arby's off the throughway.
And now that I'm thinking, you know, I see a lot of those restaurant signs driving with my daughter and everything. I don't remember ever seeing an Arby's on the sign.
That's what
I'm saying. One.
You would have to go to a bigger metropolitan area, right? You know, like a Utica
Syracuse or
something like
that,
and then drive around till the Arby's showed up.
Yeah.
Unless you put in your GPS Arby's, in which case your GPS would reply, "Are you sure? Do you not see Popeyes?
You went our house."
I can't. Yeah. You know, here's the other thing about Arby's.
Yeah,
they offer the weirdest. Sides.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, they have the curly fries. And I know my dad likes the curly fries, but apparently my brother and husband said he didn't even get the curly fries. He just got the sandwich.
Why would you not
get... No drink.
No waffle
no
fry.
No side. Nothing. Just the sandwich.
And you had to do it all the way for that.
All the way to Arby's for
I told
one
you,
single sandwich.
This trip was a nightmare. And this proves it.
Yeah, you're right.
This is why you don't want to do these trips.
If I was in the back of a car... And I watch my father-in-law look for an Arby's, get to the Arby's, and order only a sandwich. I would think that he has bodies buried in his basement.
Did the boys also? Because your brother and your husband are in the car.
Arby's? So my husband took a video of it. My brother's driving. My dad's in the passenger seat. And they're just sitting at the drive-thru. They're at the speaker while my dad reads the entire menu to decide what he wants. I hope there wasn't anybody behind them.
So he didn't even have an idea what he wanted?
No. Nope. He didn't go there for a specific thing.
Oh, God.
He just had Arby's in mind.
Okay, so...
Do you remember when I told you I'd rather be lonely than annoyed?
Yeah.
This is why.
Yeah. Look, I'm having a hard time arguing with you right now. Because I'm even looking at the Arby's menu, and it's making me uncomfortable.
Yeah.
You can buy
don't they have waffle fries, too?
I thought it was curly fries.
It's curly fries.
You're
thinking of Chick-fil-A.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I'm looking. They have ham sandwich sliders.
Ooh.
Really?
Sliders is a weird thing to
get.
I like
a ham sandwich.
Well, you're going to buy...
a ham and Swiss?
A ham sandwich from a fast food restaurant? What are you talking about? Name another fast food restaurant that sells you a ham sandwich it's the goddamn depression. What are you doing?
Yeah, why not get a sub? If you're craving
a
sandwich, I'm going
sub.
To some type of subs shop, even Subway, anything.
Or Jersey Mike's.
Yeah.
Yeah, think about how easy it is to make a ham sandwich. A sub, there's a lot involved there.
Yeah.
A ham sandwich is just ham on bread.
Yeah.
It's the easiest
But they got to give you cheese, though, right?
Okay, fine. I'll put my own cheese
on it.
Is it
hot? Is it a hot ham?
It's probably hot ham.
I like a hot ham sandwich.
Hot ham comes
Not too hot, though, because I don't burn my ham while I'm in the car.
A Luke ham sandwich. Yeah. I'm looking at the sides at the Arby's menu right now. Okay, so you got the curly fries. Those are the standards, right? They got your crinkle fries.
All right.
You can get mozzarella sticks as a side.
Kind of cool.
All right, here's the thing.
That's a little out of left field.
It is out of left field, but mozzarella sticks through a drive-thru are dangerous.
It's not a great road food.
It's not.
Because that requires a little marinara sauce.
Now, I can go plain mozzarella stick.
I got to have something.
They're also like your fingers end up being super greasy you're done with that.
Yeah.
They have jalapeno bites as a side.
Like those poppers?
Yeah.
Those are tasty.
Okay, but again, this isn't
random, though.
But now I'm going to need some water or something.
And it's not the distillery where I'm watching a basketball game.
Yeah.
Right? I'm at a fast food restaurant. 252 WCMF. Kimmy's dad, her husband, and her brother go down to the Yankees game yesterday. Tommy said he was out on this trip simply for the road trip with his father-in-law.
Yeah, they're always a nightmare.
And I go, no, you're wrong, until we find out.
you have him singing road songs and swinging, you know, root beer down the road.
Kimmy's dad, on the way down, stopped to
dragged
look.
Dragged everybody to Arby's.
He specifically looked for an Arby's.
Yeah.
The first man in America to ever seek out an Arby's. Let's talk to Mary. Hey, Mary, you're on CMF.
Hey there. Good morning.
Hello.
They have potato cakes. That's their big thing. Because they were gone, I guess, because the sign that you can see from the street says they're back forever.
Forever they're back.
So people were...
Forever. I guess they got rid of it. People really complained.
No, I enjoy the potato cakes. They're
quality. So is it like a latte? Like a potato latte?
Yeah, it's like, think of like a hash brown more at McDonald's.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, soft.
But I don't think they have the sour cream anymore. They don't offer that.
Those bastards.
We'll give you ranch, you know.
All right, Mary, do you also seek out Arby's?
No, but there's one on the way to Henrietta.
Okay.
And there's one in Brighton, Pittsford, too.
There right is? There. Where? Mm-hmm. Oh, she's right next to the Charbroil.
Oh,
there is.
Yeah, now I can picture
Whole Foods. It's right behind Whole Foods.
No, she's right. Arby's only picks the hidiest of locations. You want Arby's? You're gonna have to find us. Good luck, Kim.
Yeah, you're gonna have to make a U-turn somewhere.
Mary, thanks for the call. Great talking to you.
Bye, Don.
There goes Mary. No, I mean, think about it. Every Arby's that exists, there's like a bridge and a troll. And you got to answer three questions to get there. Because even the one in Henrietta, it's next to a Starbucks and then next to that beverage company that you drive your car through.
That's in Henrietta?
Yes, it's on West Henrietta Road. It's been there forever. But if you're not looking for it, it is very easy.
Yeah, I can't even see it in my mind.
All right, so Chris writes us on Instagram, Duffy and WCMF. We can make it two people, like Kimmy's dad.
Yeah.
He says, I, in fact, drive miles for Arby's as well.
Because you have to.
Nothing beats their beef and cheddar and potato cakes.
All right.
There was one time I went out of my way for an Arby's.
Like, because you were craving something specific, or you just wanted to try something?
So I was broke. I was living in Geneseo with that girl.
Yeah.
And I had, it was like buy one, get two free Arby's roast beef coupon.
Yeah. Okay.
So we had to drive from Geneseo to, like, I think there was one in, like, Lakeville.
Jeez.
Near
Canisius. Okay.
All right. So, like, we drove, like, 30 minutes.
To get
to an
roast
Arby's.
Beef.
Yeah. But here's the thing. When we got to the Arby's, it was not a, now, I don't know what it's like now, because this was, like, 20 years ago.
Yeah.
But it was an Arby's they hadn't it wasn't taken care of well.
Oh.
And it was one of those moments where I was sitting.
A rundown Arby's.
Like, I'm sitting across from this girl who I'm living with who we don't really like each other at this point.
Yeah.
We did this only to save money, but probably spent more money on gas getting
there.
Yeah,
no kidding.
Because that was during like $5 a gallon gas time. It was like one of those moments in the movie where you knew it was over.
Yeah.
Like, we're both eating roast beef sandwiches, looking
in
at
the
each
car.
Other. Yeah, like, no, we ate in the restaurant.
In Lakeville.
Yeah, in Lakeville.
That's
like,
a quality date.
What did we do?
Yeah.
How did we both get here? Coupon Arby's on a Tuesday afternoon.
Oh, is Arby's, I don't even know, price-wise, what does it compared to the other fast food restaurants? Like, is it generally cheaper? Is it one of the more expensive ones?
So they used to run a weird ad where you could get like five sandwiches for like a certain amount of money.
At one point it was $5 for $5.
Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah.
I just didn't know if that was a draw too. Like, is it cheaper than
five sandwiches for lunch? Who's in?
Well, I mean, he's not wrong. Like, I did love that $5 for $5 when I was a kid. So I'm on the thing now, but it says they won't give me prices.
Oh.
It says I have to go to a location
to different.
Get the prices.
Yeah, which prices vary.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Why is a roast beef sandwich cost less than West Henrietta? All right, so I'm looking on their website now. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 Arby's locations in the greater Rochester area.
God damn, I can't think of one of them.
The southernmost is in Dansville. And then there's one that's called, I guess they opened up one closer to Geneseo, so if I ever move in with that girl again, I can...
you're set.
It's an easier trip.
Date night.
Yeah, there's a significant amount of Arby's in the greater Rochester area. One in Greece, one in Brighton, one in Henrietta, and two in Henrietta. They get two Henrietta Arby's?
Man, the Jeff is loaded with roast beef.
One's on... What? Oh, nope. It's the Thruway. There is a Thruway Arby's.
There is.
Yeah, okay. Right behind my house.
Damn.
Did you know, quick sidebar,
what?
Did you know you can walk into a throughway rest stop if you go from the back end?
Like if you cross, like that's usually a field or woods or something behind it.
So there's a parking lot behind all of the.
Oh, like where employees
park? Yes, where employees
park.
Because now you can't drive in because you would be able to get on the throughway. But you can park there, like walk through a little gate and go get throughway lunch if you want to.
Interesting.
Well, why would you?
I don't know.
That's a lot of work to go for not great food.
Well, let's say you're me and I'm living in my house, right? And I'm a full 15 minutes away from any other Arby's.
So you're going to do this like Lewis and Clark get my Arby's?
I got a Big Montana hankering.
It's usually more expensive.
By the way, what
is
a big? I never even heard of a Big Montana.
It's a lot of roast beef, bro. It's a huge amount of roast beef, and it comes in a clear egg shell. So, like, you see how steamy it is when they hand it to you. I'll give them this. All the Big Montana is a delicious sandwich.
All right.
It's a delicious sandwich. JJ Shod writes us on Instagram. Yeah. Duffy on WCMF, easiest way to get us. He says Arby's has the best mozzarella sticks. They're like actual restaurant type mozzarella.
They're quality mozzarella.
Quality fried cheese with bread on it. Okay, Christopher wants us to look up Arby's secret menu called the Meat Mountain. Kimmy, can we
get that? Isn't that the name of that chick you were dating down in Geneseo? She was salty beef.
By the way, like we are, like every guy has a bed with a salty beef or two.
Meat Mountain?
I am excited to find
out. Okay, it's an unofficial secret menu item consisting of a large stack of various meats from the Arby's menu, including chicken tenders, roast beef, turkey, ham, bacon, and others, along with cheese and bread.
So it's all the all the meat on the menu piled on one sandwich.
Yeah, but it does have chicken tenders on it, too.
Okay, hold on. I might be in on this.
It looks good.
Roast beef and chicken tenders.
That's too much food.
Shut up.
I don't want chicken tenders in my sandwich.
Why would you not want that?
Oh, wow.
I don't want, like, breaded stuff on bread.
Why?
Yeah.
No, I'm asking why?
By the way, they couldn't squeeze an egg in there?
Oh, yeah. Can we get an egg on it?
Yeah,
you probably could.
Bro, I'm looking at it. This looks amazing.
Yeah, it's. I don't even know how you bite into that.
How high is it?
It's pretty high.
Yeah.
It's pretty high.
So how do you even eat it? You have to cut it up.
No, you could be a man and just open your mouth and eat it.
And you're going to be wearing half of it in your lap in the car.
Shut up, you bitch. God.
Why do I want to stain my pants?
Bro, look at this. Chicken tenders, roast turkey, ham, corned beef, Angus steak, beef brisket, roast beef, 3.5 strips of bacon. One slice each of switch and
how
cheddar
cheese. Wait,
there's bacon on top of that,
too.
Oh,
yeah. Why not?
Can you Google what the cost of a meat mountain is?
It's probably market.
You. Market price.
Yeah, it's like it's probably as much as a goddamn lobster thing.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I bet you, how much if it's close to like a lobster roll?
2025 prices show around between $20 to $25 for just a sandwich.
A $25 sandwich.
Might be worth it.
You can get a lobster roll.
No, I guess it depends on how much extra stuff you add onto there.
When's the last time you got a lobster roll? I told you, we went to Boston and they got...
Well, you go to Boston and you went to Bobby Orr's joint.
Bobby Orr's lobster rolls. End to end, the best lobster roll you'll ever have. Bad news, everybody.
What?
Paul wrote us on Instagram with a screenshot that says they have discontinued making the Meat Mountain at Arby's.
Well, I guess you can make your own.
Oh, wait, no, I'm sorry. Nope, not the Meat Mountain. The Big Montana has been discontinued.
Oh, your favorite.
Why would you discontinue the Big Montana?
Nobody wanted it.
You can still get a medium jersey.
Okay.
They can't all be gold, people. All right? We're working without a net here.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
There's a lot of talk the last couple of weeks, at least on the show, about having to go to work and not getting paid for it.
Yeah.
Because all of a sudden it just showed up on a national level. But here's the thing. Mm. The first discussion we had, the people that were going to work and not getting their paycheck, it was a personal choice.
Yeah.
In this case, it seems, not so much.
You got to go.
You're hanging out in the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. So we are now in day two of the federal government shutdown.
They're already locked out.
You got it. There are several services that just don't exist anymore. Yeah. There are a ton of government employees that have been furloughed. Did I see 750,000?
That sounds about right.
That just are, you're not working anymore.
Right.
But what's more frustrating than that are the people that are not getting paid working for the federal government, but still have to go to work.
Yeah.
Okay, so there are two types of employees right now that you, listening, could come face-to-face with that are at work and not getting paid.
Mm.
The first are TSA agents at the airport.
Yeah.
The second are border-crossing agents coming back in from Canada.
Right.
Now, those employees...
Those people are going to be in a good mood this morning.
Those employees are considered federal essential workers, which means even though they will not be collecting a paycheck, they must continue to work without getting paid.
Yeah.
So this is could this pay be coming later?
So it will be.
Okay.
Now, yeah, there was something.
So it's not like they're working for free currently, but eventually they will get paid for.
But
those
by
hours.
Law.
Right.
And by the
they
way,
have to go to work.
Yes. And I want to include, so Tommy's right. We'll touch on that. That they'll get paid back pay, that was only recently guaranteed.
Mm-hmm.
It was signed in 2019.
Oh, wow.
So before 2019, there was no guarantee.
They were just literally working for free.
And I think this all started with Reagan when he fired all the air traffic controllers.
Is that where this kicked off?
I think so.
Okay.
Because he fired them all because they went on strike and he goes, done. We'll just hire new people.
Okay. So I'm going to ask a question.
Yeah.
And I'm sincere when I ask this question.
Yeah.
How the hell
yeah.
can you force someone to go to work without a paycheck?
Or be arrested?
Is that what this consequence is?
What it kind of sounds
okay,
like.
Okay, well, don't say that without knowing.
Well, how else do you back it up? Well,
that's what I'm wondering.
Them?
Yeah, I mean, that could be it. Yeah. If you don't come to work, you're never getting your job.
I would guess that's
But
what
it almost
is.
Sounds like you're required to get your ass to work or you're in trouble.
All right, the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's say hypothetically I work as a TSA agent or I work as a Border Patrol, a border crossing officer, right? And I say, go F yourself. I ain't working until you guarantee me I'm getting paid at the end of the week.
So you think you're just completely gassed?
I don't know. I'm asking. 252-WCMF. Do you get fired and never hired again?
I thought you could have been like...
Under threat of arrest?
Yes. But one of us has got to be right because it's got to be one or the other.
All right, I'm going to ask.
How else could you enforce it? Because to me, I would never take that job.
I agree with you. Especially because government shutdowns aren't all that
uncommon. Our constant, every time they come up with this budget thing, they just go, yeah, you know what? Shut it down.
Well, we had a good run. I mean, there was 4 years where there was no government shutdown.
But we had one not that long ago where it was like a month.
So the longest ever government shutdown was the last one. It happened between December 2018 and January 2019. Yeah. It was 34 days.
Yeah.
34 days. And seeing as how almost 70% of Americans are currently living paycheck to paycheck, that's a problem.
Yeah, I'm guessing TSA agents ain't getting rich.
Okay. Does anybody know if you can be arrested for not reporting as an essential job, not getting a paycheck during a government shutdown?
Because I also thought air traffic controllers are also...
Is that true?
Not getting paid right now?
No, you're kidding.
I'm pretty sure right now air traffic control is an essential service, but I don't know if they're getting a check.
Wait a minute. You can't make them work without air traffic controllers?
Well, no. TSA
like
agents.
The first thing that pops up when you start Googling it.
No, I mean,
on,
look,
let
like
me do some research.
The TSA agents, yes, they are a line of defense. But if they screw up, no one's going to die immediately.
True.
In theory, knock on
wood. Well, yeah, actually.
Okay,
you know, I guess
okay,
that could
take,
happen.
I take back what I said. It still feels worse for air traffic controllers, man.
You think it's something in a recent past.
Shut up.
Hell, you just had two planes collide last night on.
No,
they're just taxiing.
It was not a collision. The FAA said it was a slow, a low-speed kerfuffle. Everyone's safe with that, by the way. Okay. So with all of this.
Yeah, it ain't good.
Phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. If we're going to be selfish, there are bigger potential issues here.
Sure.
So for TSA specifically, they did a story on News 8 last night. Adam Chodak sat down, talked to a Nazareth College professor.
What old Chodesy say?
With a background in, you know, government financing and shutdown. And he said historically, when this stuff happens, we will start to see TSA agents call in sick.
Yeah.
Because that's their only real way of sticking it to the man.
So then you could C-block it by just saying, I have a health issue.
Exactly. Now, not everyone's going to call in sick at the same time. But he says with the sick outs that we may see with TSA and border agents, that will close lanes and back up travel across the country.
So if you're traveling right now, it's got a C...
And what's C-ucks more?
Yeah.
Like, these people aren't giving a week's notice, like, I'm going to be sick. Like,
no.
It's possible you go to the airport and everyone is working. It's possible you go to the airport and a quarter of the workforce called in sick that day. So if you're taking a flight right now, how early are you supposed to get to the airport?
Right now. Go.
Yeah, seriously.
Go.
Better safe than sorry.
I mean, but let's say I get there 2.5 hours early and everyone's working, and now I got to spend $12 for a cup of coffee.
Yeah, there you go.
You know what I'm saying?
The line may start at your house.
All right, what do we got on?
Air traffic control services will continue, allowing for air traffic controllers to work through a shutdown, but without pay until the government is funded again.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
So there's some happy guys up in them towers. I don't care. Go. Go ahead. Take off. See what I care.
Oh, my God.
I don't care if you land or you don't. Go ahead.
Wait, everyone's wife is an air traffic controller?
It's going to sound like that now.
It's fine. It's fine.
I don't like your tone right now, so I'm not going to talk to you. So turn your lights on or don't. I don't care.
How is that a thing?
Yeah.
That's the thing
that lawmakers sat down and go, yeah, this sounds like a good idea.
Let me put it this way. We're just talking about Arby's. If I found out the guy making my sandwich at Arby's was being forced to work, I would not eat that sandwich not getting paid. And you want me to get on an effing plane?
To a guy that has your life in his hands.
And both of them.
Or ladies.
Oh, yeah.
I also want to point out, it goes on to say, the Department of Transportation will stop air traffic control hiring, field training of air traffic controllers.
Okay. Facility,
so we're not even training guys right now.
Facility security inspections and law enforcement assistance support.
That is your government at work for you, folks.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Greatest country on the face of this earth. No pay.
I am really sick of finding out about how things happen when they're not supposed to happen.
Yeah.
Like, you know, we've been living in unprecedented times for like a decade. Mm. Can I get like a month of precedented times?
Yes.
I'd like one precedented, please. That would be fantastic. 252-WCMF. 252-9263. You know, it's funny. Like we had said earlier, we are on a run of stories about government employees having to go without a paycheck because over the last 2 months, we found out that there are still city school district workers who have not been paid their entire paycheck for work they've done over the summer.
All summer.
Yes, and into the first couple of weeks of school. And we haven't heard, Kimmy, that there's been a resolution to that situation.
No, there was. It sounds like they keep giving dates.
They're working on it.
And that those dates come and go and nothing happens.
It's you and me back in the day. Yeah, I could put a little on it. No, I thought I said that.
But, I mean, the big difference here is if someone were to quit the city school district, they could go find another job and there wouldn't be any consequences. Mm. Whereas here, can we Google, Kimmy, if you can be arrested for not showing up to work as a TSA agent or a Border Patrol officer during a shutdown?
Well, it sounds like if you – well, I guess that sickness thing blocks it for you.
Okay,
least.
But you can't sick out for 4 weeks.
True, yeah.
You know what I mean? Until you get paid again. And, like, here's the thing, man. If you're following what's going on in the federal government, it doesn't look like they're anywhere close to a resolution.
No.
And the last one that happened went 34 days, and it was less contentious than this.
Sometimes they just throw, like, all right, we're going to just do it for – we're not going to solve anything yet, but we're going to do it for a month.
Okay.
You know, until we figure it out.
No, but they were trying to do that, and they couldn't even
do
that. Right. That wasn't even getting done, because that has happened up to this point in recent weeks. Kimmy, do we
No, you're not going to be arrested, but it says it's going to treat it the same as any other day you miss. So, like, they could fire you. They could reprimand with suspension for failure to
report. What am I going to do? I'm not going to get paid for going to work?
They take away your birthday.
What a stupid.
Yes.
If I work for TSA, I mean, how long do you go before you say, F this, I'm gone?
Yeah, you can't blame these people. I mean, you got to eat. You got to feed your family. You got to pay your mortgage.
Thank you. Thank you.
By the way, do you really want these people? If I'm going to work, I'm pissed.
Yeah.
I'm just effing pissed. Even if I'm pushing through it, I ain't giving you 100%, man.
100%.
Because you ain't giving me nothing.
100%. I'm not giving you 100%.
Right, yeah.
And, like, think about this, too. Like, even if they are able to do their jobs to the, you know, to the quality that they should, are able to, put all this stuff aside, they're still front-facing federal government employees. These Border Patrol officers taking you over the border and the TSA agents are interacting with thousands of people every day.
Yeah.
You want that?
Yeah.
You want that? Like, God, like, give me a reason if I'm a TSA agent. Like, give me one attitude, one guy with attitude, just so I could lose my crap.
But I might be that guy that's working the x-ray machine, not even paying attention. You know what I mean? Like, okay, go ahead. Go ahead. Oh, yeah, look at that. It's a hair blower with a scope. Yeah, let it go.
We'll wrap it up with Jesse. What? Writes us on Instagram, Duffy at WCMF. He says, we're so effed, parentheses, ask Kimmy to say the whole word.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Cuss mouth Kimmy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. P&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
If you got little ones, you're going to want to listen up.
Yeah, what's going on?
Well, sometimes saving a buck is going to cost you more than you understand.
Oh.
And you have to be skeptical of people trying to sell you cheaper stuff for your kids.
Mm-hmm.
But this is also an issue that could show up for people that think they're doing you a solid.
Oh, like they don't even know.
Well, handing over things from back in the day.
So they have it.
Well, not necessarily this specific thing.
Oh.
All right, you're hanging out in the break. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Speaking of toddlers, the state of New York is issuing a warning to new parents and parents of toddlers.
What's going on?
There has been a surge in, are you ready for this?
What?
Sales of counterfeit car seats.
Oh.
Like children's car seats.
Like
The expensive ones.
You put the kids in the
car
seat.
You lock them in.
Yeah, you put them in.
People knowing they're not buying name brand car seats?
They are unaware they are buying counterfeit car seats.
Okay, so they think they're buying the good stuff.
So I got two in my basement right now.
Okay.
And I think one's got a recall on it.
Wait, and
that happens often.
Basement?
Yeah, that does. I feel like even with the legitimate car seats and toddler stuff, like there are recalls all the time.
Because I saw it on the scroll in the morning,
uh-huh.
And then I went downstairs. I go, I think we got one of these because I don't pay attention.
So
I go, yeah, we got one,
so
but I don't know if it's that one.
Yeah,
I just saw it this
you
morning.
Didn't, you didn't do? Oh, okay.
It just happened.
Oh,
man.
No, I don't know if you.
The kid's not even going into it.
I know
Thanksgiving.
You. I know you. For you to be, you no, always say,
"Oh Jesus, I didn't realize the baby's in the car seat in the basement." I forgot.
I know how you are. You're like, "Ah, kid's probably fine." Okay.
How you doing, baby?
The State Division of Consumer Protection says that shady websites and online marketplaces like Facebook Marketplace, Craigslist, they are selling less expensive car seats and they're putting your kids at risk. So they say the seats will be missing some safety labels when you buy them.
Okay.
Some will have,
but you wouldn't really know that.
Well, here's where it'll get you. Some will have be exclusively in foreign languages or have English typos on the seats or the box. And they'll also be made of flimsy materials, have missing clips and harnesses. And you're right. Mm-hmm. Unless you are paying super close attention, you may not even notice.
Ah, good enough.
But they say the biggest tip-off that, you are buying a counterfeit car seat is that the price is way too good to be true.
So what do they go for, a couple hundred bucks?
I mean, they could go anywhere from $100 to $700 bucks.
By the way, they're ridiculous, though, because the one we got for the kid, two cup holders. She's an infant.
Well, yeah, what if she's got
With Kimmy's dad to Arby's and a couple of roadies? What kid needs two beverage cups?
You get the one cup holder for, like, the puffs.
I know.
And then the other cup holder for the box.
And you know where all the puffs are? At the bottom of the goddamn seat.
Yeah, welcome to my life. Call me a bum with a junk car. That's what happens, stupid. So the state says, yes, car seats are very expensive, but that's not where you want to penny pinch.
Oh, sure.
What kind of monster do you have to be to sell counterfeit children's car seats?
Well, I mean, they're probably coming from some poor country.
Yeah, but they know what they're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially
but they probably put their kid in those car seats and get on a bicycle.
Okay.
But it's different, I guess, if you're selling a cheaper car seat as opposed to making people think they're getting, you know what I mean? Like, it's not like these people are going in thinking they're buying a knockoff. Like, people think they're getting the legitimate, safe thing.
Well, but even if you're selling a cheaper car seat that isn't protecting children,
what's the point?
You're still a monster.
Yeah, you are.
Because there are some parents, let's face it, that, look, I got to save money anywhere I can, and you might think, like, this is good enough, right? It's going to protect my kid just fine, and according to the state, it ain't doing that. Kimmy, can you Google what the average price of a child's car seat is when you get a chance?
They look like they got to go for a couple $100.
Well, no, I do remember that was the biggest sticker shock when we had Stella, our first one.
Yeah.
Like, going into that, you know, Babies R Us at the time when it was open. It was, okay.
Yeah.
And then you got to buy, like, a different locking mechanism for, like, each car.
Yeah, that's the other thing, man. Like, if you're not the first time I try to put one in, I've never done this before in my life. Mm-hmm. So I'm in my 60s trying to do this. That's when I told you I ripped my pants. And I wasn't wearing underwear. And I pulled the car out into the driveway. So the neighbors are like, getting a good look at my hairy crack while I'm trying to struggle to get this goddamn thing in. And then I realized, my wife goes, I think it goes the other way.
Yeah, it's always rear facing.
I didn't know that, man. I always thought seats, like, you look this way.
No, like, up into a certain age, it has to face back.
No wonder the kids are nuts. You're looking the other way. You got to see where you were.
That's why you buy the mirror you put up so you can see the kid's face. It's a big old scam-a-room, man.
It's too much.
Too much these days with the kids.
It kills your back and my knees.
Kimmy,
and
how
my crack.
I mean, there's such a range. It says it could cost anywhere from $50 to upwards of $800.
Man, that 50 or that 50
I
chair,
think the 50
that kid's
one...
going to be a white knuckler.
The 50.
Those are his first words.
The $50 one looks like it's more for, like, bigger kids.
Our kids you don't care about. I'm sick of this kid.
All right. So, as a parent, there are other situations where you could be handed stuff that you know probably isn't good for your kids.
But people do this when you have a newborn, right? Everybody wants to give you their old stained up crap.
And that's just it. How suspicious as a parent, 252 WCMF, are you of the stuff you are getting handed for your kid from other parents? Stuff like car seats, bike helmets, toys, clothing, baby swings, cribs, mattresses, all that stuff will just be thrown at you from everyone you know that has ever had a baby. And Dom brings up a great point on Instagram.
What's Dominic saying?
That with the bike helmets and the car seats, even the authentic, like, legit ones, have an expiration date on
them. Right. I was going to say the technology's changing on that stuff all the time. So even I know people who have, like, the having multiple kids, they've had to get new stuff for every kid,
so
even though there's
it.
Only a couple years in between.
But some people don't know that, and there are parents that have saved car seats for when their kids were young.
Yeah,
right?
The wooden.
Yeah, 15, 20 years
you
later.
You had to nail them into the back.
But they get offended when you're like, no, I can't use it. I paid $75 for it.
Well, I guess the best thing to do is just take it from them. And then just toss it.
Yeah,
but then they're going to want to see you use it.
Exactly, until you drive over to their house and you got a $700 car seat. Well, what happened? It was perfectly fine. There can also be issues with toys, depending on where.
Oh, like you could choke on them and stuff.
Okay, you got that. You got when they were made. You got where they were made.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a buddy.
Yeah.
His mother-in-law saved all the toys his wife played with as a kid.
Now, how old are these toys?
So we must be talking like, what,
80s, early 90s?
Okay.
Right? But these toys were like cheap-ass dolls and stuffed animals and blocks and stuff from like 30 years ago.
But blocks, a block.
They got paint on them and stuff.
Yeah, it's more like the material they're made out of they found out was toxic later on.
Like the lead paint?
Well, I mean, lead,
depends
whatever.
On what it is.
Right. Like, you know, think about like the lacquer on those damn blocks that we're putting in our mouths, man. Like, so my buddy, and he's not even like a holistic, like earthy kind of guy. Yeah. He's like worried about what his kids are putting in their mouth and stuffing around. You know, I mean, like, he goes, you know, these dolls came from like the dollar store in like 1991.
Well, that was quality material.
That can't be good. Like, think about this.
They may be radioactive.
What the hell was in Stretch Armstrong 30, 40, 50 years ago?
Yeah, what made him stretch?
That's what I'm saying. That can't be healthy.
No, probably not.
It's like the most plasticky of plastic that ever plastic. Yeah. And you know, everyone knew a kid that would chew on their Stretch Armstrong.
Yeah. I'm just thinking of all the sharp things I played with when I was a kid. Jagged edges, wires hanging out.
Well, I mean, you were around when jarts were legal? Lawn darts?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I can remember that was like a fun game. Because, like, hey, look at this thing that could like stab you to death. I mean, like, you could impale somebody on one of those things. And I think the tips were lead.
Yeah, well, no, they weren't. You're joking.
Well, they were heavy. So I'm assuming like it almost like you ever go when you go fishing, you put like a weighted lure on there.
Yeah.
It looked like that kind of material. It looked like lead.
Was that made out of lead, those lures?
Well, lures were lead.
Oh.
Back in the day. The sinker you would put
sinker,
on there. Yeah. Because you could almost squeeze it.
No, I did that, yeah.
Yeah, that's lead. That's pure lead.
Is that why I'm like this?
I don't know. What's wrong?
Everything.
With your hands?
My hand and my brain and my face.
And your penis?
I got lead penis.
A little lead in your penis isn't bad, son. It got us through the 70s, all right.
Put that in a t-shirt. Sell the Rock Show.
Has long dong silver about it.
No, long dong lead. 252 WCMF. We're talking about the state of New York is issued a warning. People are unknowingly buying counterfeit car seats online, shady websites, and like Facebook Marketplace, places like that. They say if the price for this new car seat is too good to be true, it is.
Okay.
And these car seats, it's not just a matter of lower quality. They're legitimately dangerous and will not protect your child. And like the problem with this, whether it's the car seats you're buying online or the stuff that people are giving you from their children in past, if they want to give you the stuff, they think they are doing God's work.
Yeah.
Like you said, they will be easily offended if you tell them, no, we're all set. Right? Like, you don't want to give that I'm better than you vibe.
Yeah.
But you don't want your kid going anywhere near that stuff that they want to give you for your child.
So what do you do?
It's a great question.
Because you look arrogant as, like I know parenting better than you. It's changed.
But
like,
it kind of
like... Yeah, but you're kind of like rubbing it in their face.
Okay, I never got parents that are like, well, we nailed parenting when I was a parent, and it hasn't. We've had no improvements since.
But that's every parent I ever met.
How?
Like, you'll do it. You will do it when you are done and you meet. Like, when your kids have kids, you're gonna have them eye-rolling moments going, look at this.
Yeah.
We didn't do it. We didn't have all that back in the day.
I will not be that guy. I will not be that guy.
We didn't have robotic diaper changers.
I would have killed for a robotic diaper changer.
There will be something.
Yeah,
there
it
will
is.
Be
it's,
something.
It's
There's
inevitable,
be.
Man.
Yeah.
No, but if you use logic and reason, right? Like everything else in the world moves forward. Technology moves forward. Food science moves forward. Regular science moves forward. Radio entertainment stayed exactly the same. But everything else moves forward. Why would parenting and parenting theories and parenting tools not also move forward?
Obviously it does, but you get stuck in your ways and you think when you were doing it, you nailed it.
Or something that your parents did that you feel like made you a better person. maybe that's seen as like bad now or something. And you might think, well, like I want my daughters to experience that.
Okay. We got a ton of Instagram messages coming in. Nick writes us on Instagram, Duffy and WCMF, easiest way to get us. He says, we had three car seats given to us that were expired. We used them anyways. Okay. Hold on, Vector.
I didn't know they had an expiration date, like a pack of cheese.
It's the foam. The foam, as it gets older, becomes.
I would just think the straps get loose.
It doesn't
could be that.
I'd be worried about the goddamn wears. Straps.
The wear and tear.
This Instagram message coming in from Dan. Dan says, my wife flipped when my dad brought out toy guns from the basement I had when I was a kid.
Oh, the cap guns?
That talk with my dad went as well as you think it would have. Inappropriate toys.
Mm. Well, cap gun.
Yeah. Or it just says guns.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like it was starting to change a little bit after we were kids, like where it was, they didn't make guns look as real as they used to. You know what I mean?
I mean, like, I had the realest looking of guns.
That's what I mean. Like, I even something like that, I would be nervous my kid having.
I had the coolest weapon of all time as a kid. I think I told you this before.
You did.
I had a bazooka. It was a G.I. Joe bazooka, and then you pump the handle, and then you drop whatever you want. Usually it's like a tennis ball, and you put it on your shoulder, and you fired it. It was like the coolest goddamn weapon. And I'm like a little puny-ass kid. So, like, the bazooka and me were like the same.
Did it send you flying backwards?
It had a
call from bazooka and tennis ball?
It had a little recoil to it.
All right. I guess the moral of the story
Don't give your kid a bazooka.
Well, that's a good lesson. Yeah. That's lesson one. Look, I mean, if you feel uncomfortable with your kid doing it, you know, you're the parent. Make a decision. Don't feel bad about
it. But it is tough when you're trying to say, like, you're just starting out in life. You got a kid, and then the cash is overwhelming.
Agreed. Agreed. I mean, there's a reason why. They're the most expensive things you will ever do.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, what do they estimate? It's $250,000 a kid. From age 0 to 18.
And they
and that's just to keep them alive. That's not like
that's just base stuff.
Yeah, you got it. Yeah.
I said peanut butter and jelly.
Yeah. Well, peanut butter, very expensive. Have you seen these days?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.